Good afternoon, everybody, and this is Ellie Katz. I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us on this community mental health call. The concept is that we're all hopefully taking care of our families and our physical health, but part of that is also making sure that we take care of our mental health, and we can all use some comforting words of encouragement at this time. I want to thank my colleagues, Mark Schwartz and Jim Dunleavy, who helped me put this together, and especially recognize our friends at Jewish Family and Children's Services, which provide services throughout the county, but we're fortunate to have them located here in Teaneck. The Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health counseling, case management, senior services, two food pantries, career counseling, and more. And it's for all people of all backgrounds, and I encourage you to give them a call at 201-837-9090 or check out their website at jfcsnnj.org. That's jfcsnnj.org. I'd also like to recognize and give a special thank you to our friends at Holy Name Medical Center, Jeanette Hoffman, Nicole Urena, Jessica Griffin, Paul Ostrow, and the entire hospital medical staff that's working so hard to help our Teaneck community and beyond, and also certainly recognize age-friendly Teaneck that's also working to help everyone. Today we are privileged to have from Jewish Family and Children's Services, Pam Shipley. She's an LPC clinician at JFCS, and she's going to be giving us a lecture today on tips for staying connected. Pam?
Good afternoon, everyone. It's actually an absolutely gorgeous sunny day, and it almost seems like just another normal day. But we know it's anything but. We are on day 11 of our quarantine, or as I sometimes like to call it, our social experiment. This is new for all of us, and we are all discovering needs and opportunities every day. Being isolated does not mean being alone. In this time when there's so much uncertainty and anxiety, we can even feel alone when we're in a house full of people. So the most important thing we can do for each other and for ourselves is to find a way to connect. We all know the power of connection, of sharing our lives with friends, with family. Now more than ever, it's so important we do this, but in a safer way, a way that enables us to remain healthy and to flatten the curve. There are so many tools at our fingertips that we just need to tap into. The most obvious, of course, is our phones. For so long, so many of us use them as an information tool. We Google, we ask Siri, we text people. But now we can actually use this resource for a greater power, for this power of connection. You can FaceTime with a family who isn't with you at a meal. You can have book groups on Zoom. You can have dates on FaceTime or Skype. You can have family meetings with family members that are all over the world. You can have a surprise party on Zoom, which we know just happened last week. You can get creative. You can have an exercise class on your lawn while respecting social distance. You can have a glass of wine or a cup of coffee with a friend while on FaceTime. I know for me personally, I really don't like cooking. And now it turns out I have a house full of people again, and I actually have to cook all the time. So I have taken to FaceTiming a friend so that I don't have to cook alone. And it turns out it's actually much more fun to cook with someone else. It turns out there are a lot more fun things to do with other people. And that's our power of connection. There's something about our phones that we sometimes lose sight of, and it's actually the power to speak to each other. I had a friend who texted me the other day and said she missed having coffee on my couch. So I called her, and we chatted like we did when we were kids. Imagine waking up and getting a message from an old camp friend or a friend that you hadn't spoken to in years. We have friends that we haven't spoken to in decades, and at one time we had this amazing shared history that bonded us, whether it be camp or doing some activity. So for the first time in our lives, all of us have this exact same experience at the same time, no matter where we live. it's actually the perfect time to reconnect with someone that we haven't spoken to in a long time, because we all have something that we can share and relate to. The other thing that I would tell you is that you should never, ever worry alone. I know for me, my anxiety comes in waves. The anxiety doesn't live in my head 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But when it does come, I know that I need to reach out to my friends. It's so important that we rely on other people to help us through tough moments. When we reach out, not only does it help us to hear someone else's calming voice, but it also helps the other person on the other end. It helps us to understand that we are all experiencing this stress and anxiety at any given moment. Find your friends, the ones that can talk you down, the ones that can tell you a joke, that can share a moment of laughter with you. Call them. Listen to the voice on the other end of the phone. You know, the other day I actually opened my door to get my mail. It was a beautiful sunny day, much like it is here today. And I actually saw a neighbor and her daughter walking down the street. It felt so good to stop and chat. I mean, I was on my porch and they were in the street. We were a good 6 feet away from each other. But it reminded me how good it feels to talk to other people face to face, to see each other again. So I thought, what if we did that on a regular basis? Why can't we sit, if you live in an apartment, in your doorway and talk to the other people in the apartment, in the apartments that are near you? Why don't we sit with our neighbors and have a cup of coffee, put a chair in your front porch, let them stay on their front porch, but share a laugh again. It's some of the best medicine. Talking to people, having an exercise class on the front lawn, just being in proximity to people enables us to connect. I have in-laws that live in a nursing home in Louisiana, and they are also in quarantine. Nobody in, nobody out. So my brother-in-law went to the nursing home, and he brought them food through the outside, and he chatted with them on the phone while looking through a window. They were on the inside, and he was outside. Just because we can't touch doesn't mean that we cannot emotionally touch each other. They were actually able to have a meal together while practicing social distancing. One of the most important things we can do to remain connected is by doing things for other people. If you know someone who's older, who's alone, or who's compromised, call them. Ask how you can help. Let them know that you are thinking about them. Just because they're living alone doesn't mean that they have to be lonely. There's this very old art form that we used to do called letter writing. Do you remember what it was like to get a letter from an old friend, a child, a parent? Maybe it's time to engage in that old art form again. Letters have an incredible power to make people smile. Some of us live in a house filled with people. Some of them returned from college. Some are younger. Our younger children are home all day. Sometimes some of us have our older parents living with us. But for the first time in a long time, some of us have a house full again. This can be both wonderful and challenging at the same time. It's so important we remember to connect with ourselves as well. There's so much chatter that we get from the outside world, whether it's the news or the chaos from our own homes. There can be a lot of noise in our homes sometimes and in our heads. It's so important that we take the time for ourselves to stop the noise, to take a pause. For some of us, that can look like a walk alone on a beautiful day like today. It can be locking yourself in a bathroom and taking a bath or just sitting in a room alone. It's so important that you take those moments of time for yourself, for your own thoughts, for some good music or an uplifting podcast, but for a way to reconnect to yourself amidst this amazing, unbelievable, unprecedented chaos of our lives. As humans, we are hardwired to connect. We are so drawn to doing life together, to talking through our issues, to learning from each other, being encouraged, connected, and motivated by those people that are around us. There is a superpower of connection that we have. And by boosting that superpower while still maintaining our physical separation, we can make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. We can lift our own spirits. We can lift the spirits of our family, friends, and community. And we can harness this power of connection as we combat this virus and the epidemic of loneliness. So please remember that JSCS is here for you. We have a support line for you. You can call on Mondays from 10 to 12 and 7 to 9 p.m. and on Thursdays from 10 to 12 and 7 to 9 p.m. That number is 1-800-541-6076. Our food pantry is open in Teaneck and Fairlawn. We have senior services. We do kosher meals on wheels. Please remember, we are not alone. We are all in this together. And if you need help, reach out. It's a gift for yourself and for the person on the other end. Stay healthy.
Thank you very much, Pam Shipley from JFCS, Jewish Family and Children's Services. The Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health counseling, case management, senior services, two food pantries, career counseling, and more for people of all backgrounds. If you need to get in touch with them or you know somebody who needs to get in touch with them, their phone number is 201-837-9090. Once again, I would like to recognize and thank my colleagues, Deputy Mayor Mark Schwartz and Jim Dunleavy, for helping us put together this very important community mental health call. And I certainly like to recognize and thank again Holy Name Medical Center and AIDS-Friendly Teaneck. This is going to be recorded, and I ask that everyone stay safe, continue practice social distancing. Together as a community, we will get through this. Be well, everybody.